Welcome to Politics Explained by an Idiot. My name is Millen, the idiot himself, and if I can learn politics at a high level, so can you. So, many of y'all don't know this, but I actually wrote an article about the intersection of economics and religion for a student-run political magazine at UGA called the Georgia Political Review. So I thought for this episode, I'd share my article with you, and I'll link the article link in the episode description when this is uploaded. So let's begin. Christmas, Holi, and Chinese New Year are some of the most celebrated holidays around the globe. What comes with each holiday varies, but they are all filled with deep tradition that resonates with religious deities, color, sacrifice, and spirituality. But on an international scale, these festivals have a huge effect on trade and the global economy. International relations scholars often neglect religion's impact on macroeconomic policy. To begin with, Christmas, the largest holiday in the world, has an astronomically high spending power. In the United States alone, holiday retail sales have skyrocketed to a whopping $843.4 billion in 2021, which is roughly $100 billion more than the US military budget. The seven countries that spend the most on holiday retail sales in Europe contribute to a total of 219.19 billion euros, which is roughly $2.5 billion. Now, one might assume that large amounts of imported revenue only help a country's economy and GDP, but there's more behind that claim. See, Christmas spending doesn't necessarily help the economy, because it merely concentrates spending into one part of the year. Christmas doesn't facilitate a healthy economy, because even if people don't spend money on Christmas, they will eventually spend that saved money later. An already healthy economy facilitates a successful Christmas, not the other way around. Joel Waldfogel, writer of the classical paper The Deadweight Loss of Christmas, says that between 10% and a third of the value of gifts is a waste, or what economists call deadweight loss. This deadweight loss is attributed to the recipients not liking their gift and valuing it less than the gifter does. However, an alternative perspective states that recipients could resell their undesired gifts to other parties, thus resulting in more economic activity and a theoretical increase in purchasing power. Alright, now let's take the Indian Festival of Colors, Holi. Shades of red, yellow, pink, blue, and green paint the busy streets of India. Bags of colored powder, buckets of water, watercolor blasters, and Indian sweets are purchased from vendors across the country, creating increased economic activity. But this simple celebration of triumph of good over evil doesn't stop there. It actually results in the additional triumph of political parties. The religious symbolism of Holi is used as a talking point by many Hindu nationalist parties, making parties like the Bharatiya Janata Party, or the BJP, in control of the vote. The BJP is characterized by foreign investments only in high-tech sectors and liberal economic policies. Thus, the countless festivals of Holi around India have become more than just a Hindu tradition. It's become a part of a political strategy. That same analysis can be applied to the Chinese New Year celebrated in China, Singapore, Malaysia, and more. The Lunar New Year marks the busiest period of time for the film industry, air travel, and more. The Chinese New Year also starts the Chunyuan, a mass migration and traveling period, which is crucial to families seeing each other and the stability of the Chinese workforce. Many employees of firms also choose to change jobs over the New Year period, leading to rates of employee turnover to be higher after the New Year period. So, the celebration of these religious deities through different lenses certainly brings joy to many cultures around the globe. However, it spurs global trends that are unforeseen in different regions of the world. No matter what part of the world you're from or what religion you practice, the festivals you and your family take part of are more than just a long receipt from the supermarket. It affects macroeconomic factors and the political economy for all citizens, regardless of their religious participation and festivals. Thank you so much for listening. It means a lot that you made it this far. I hope that you were able to understand and just see the tip of the intersection between economics of religious holidays. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a memorable day.